A couple of years down the road, you sneak out of your house.
I'm an adult. I'll be into my 40s at
Right.
that couple years on the road. I don't have to sneak out.
You like open the door and like kind of like it's not like you like tiptoe or anything like that, but you definitely are wearing like a hat when you normally don't, and dark glasses, and you kind of like, you know, hunch yourself a little bit and make your
Why am
way
I
down.
trying to be stealthy?
Because look, man, you don't want to get caught up in it.
In what?
So a few years down the road, there is a series of events that people later on refer to as the Buffalo Wing War. It's not a an actual war,
What
you
the
know what I mean?
fuck? Yeah, Pat.
What happens is all the different like wing places, I'm talking Wingstop, you know, Buffalo Fridays. There's a
Buffalo
place,
Fridays?
yeah.
Is that like a combination Buffalo Wild Wings TGI Fridays? Or is it like a.
No, it's the name of the guy who opened it.
His name is Buffalo Friday.
His name is Buffalo Friday.
And he opens a restaurant with his namesake.
Yeah. He's from Buffalo, New York. There's
Yeah.
also what other wing places are there? There's the fucking wing factory, Wingstop, wings, and even more wings. Nothing but wings, BUTT. All
Oh,
of these di
gross.
all these different places in the greater Los Angeles area have like gone to war with one another, to the point where like they're getting very competitive. It's kind of like the pizza wars back in the day between Domino's and Pizza Hut, you know, when that became a thing. It's kind of like that, except it's taken a lot more seriously. Buffalo wing enthusiasts are like taking sides.
So they're like
And
picking like preferred restaurants and like pledging a loyalty to them.
yeah, based on a wide variety of reasons. There's one place where like they promise and they deliver on this promise, the hottest wings in the greater Los Angeles area
Like spicy hot.
and also Las Vegas.
Okay. So they have a Las Vegas location and also LA.
No, just LA. And so there's a place. So there's some people who are like, yeah, they're in the super spicy, you know, Buffalo wings, so they go there. There's a place called Chicken and Thongs, where it's sort of like a Twin Peaks kind of thing, a Hooters kind of thing, you know what I mean? Where it's like, you know, hot girls serving buffalo wings. And to be honest with you, the wings are okay. They're nothing special. Service is, you
Yeah.
know, is pretty good, you know. But you know, the main
Sure.
reason you go there is, you know, the babes, you know.
Yeah.
There's some people who are in, you know, more with them. There are some people they're into a buffalo wing place called Wings Are Up because they have the tangiest.
Oh, a tangy sauce.
Yeah, the tangiest sauce
Okay.
that you've ever had in your
Okay.
fucking life.
I like some tang. I like
And
some tang in my
you kind
sauce.
of think that to yourself.
But I guess, I mean, I can see where you cross a line, but you know, I'm willing to like give it a shot.
Oh yeah, that's the thing. Like that's actually the place that you're going to that
I don't
afternoon.
think I'd pl I'm not going to pledge there,
Well,
you
so that's the
know.
thing, is that there are people who like it's this is still the early days of what will later be called the Buffalo Wing War, where people really aren't like as intense as they will be, but you know that a storm is coming, a
I can
storm of
feel
buff
it.
yeah. And so you are like going in disguise whenever you go to like different Buffalo Wing places, because the Buffalo Wing scene, part of what's happened that causes rather is the Buffalo Wing scene in LA has exploded a few years down the road.
Why are Buffalo Wings in like a renaissance or something, or?
Yeah, it's a Buffalo Wing Renaissance essentially. And some of these places are fucking good, dude. Not all of them. There's a few that are definite phonies, but a lot of them are very, very good. And you kind of think of the Renaissance when you go to some of them.
Michelangelo, Leonardo, and then other Ninja Turtle guys,
Yeah.
the real ones.
And like you say that to somebody, like you went to one place, it's called Chicken Wings for the Soul. And you
Is that like a shot at like Chicken Soup for the Soul, like the famed book series?
they
You
are
know, like,
tight-lipped about this.
because that's like very close. Chicken
Right.
Soup for the Soul. Yeah,
And
this seems something seems afoot.
you say that to the server, you go
I
at
mean,
the
I
end
would
of
never
it.
say it.
Well, no, you don't say that, but you say like, "Hey, like I feel like we're really in like a renaissance
Oh, okay.
when it
Okay.
comes to
Okay.
chicken
Gotcha.
wings." And you go, "You know,
Yeah.
Michelangelo, Donatello."
Leonardo.
Yeah,
Oh, yeah. Donatello.
you mentioned all the Ninja Turtles, and like the waiter is very impressed that you know these artist names.
Yeah,
He's like,
man.
"You must be an art expert, mister."
I say, actually, no.
He goes, "Huh, go on." Walks away, trips and falls and skins his knee.
Oh, that sucks. Help him up. Is he
So
okay?
he's fine. He doesn't want to talk about it. So you are, like I said, you're kind of like in the mood for some tangy wings that
Okay.
day. And so you kind of, like I said, you're all like huddled up in disguise.
Sure.
You go there, you do the curbside pickup. You don't have the balls to sit like in there.
Okay. Yeah. It must be very tense, or it
It's
feels like it's
starting
getting
to
very
get
tense.
a little weird. Like you're
How's that
starting.
like manifested to the point that it's making me act this way?
Because you went to one place called Buffalo Wings. Buffalo Wings, Buffalo Wings. And when you were like waiting for like your food, you were sitting down, you kind of noticed that like a lot of the patrons, especially the ones who were sitting at the bar, were kind of just like staring at you in like a hostile manner.
So I'm made to feel like an outsider.
Yeah, and you're kind of like a little
Okay.
weirded out, and like you the waitress walks by and you're like, and she goes, "Oh, everything okay? Would you say anything?"
Oh no, I'd say everything was great and I get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
I'm not sticking around. I don't want to inquire.
And as you leave, you just hear one of them say like, "Guy can't even pick a side." So like
Are
word is
people
getting.
just not allowed to have yet established a buffalo wing preference? Is that just not like accepted?
So that's kind of your point, but there are some very strange people out there.
Well, fuck them. I don't give a shit.
Right. You think that to yourself as you drive home with your piping hot buffalo sauce. You get back to your apartment.
What the fuck?
You bite into that fucking,
Super tangy.
yeah, that's super tangy, drummy.
Okay.
And I gotta be honest with you, Aaron. It is the tangiest thing that you have ever had in your fucking life. They do not disappoint on that front.
Definitely munched on a lot of tang.
You think that to yourself, you stifle a giggle, you're not entirely successful. Some of the chicken falls out.
No, come on.
You're laughing.
I'm not gonna laugh at that dumb joke to the point that chicken, I'm gonna risk losing chicken.
Well, you kind of like giggle a little bit, and then you think about it, and you go like munched on some tang, and you just start laughing so hard that like your mouth is open, and there is chicken everywhere, dude.
Oh, gross.
It's just one, it's just one piece of, it's just one wing, but they have like jumbo sized wings, so it's still a pretty impressive amount of shredded chicken.
Okay, I get it. Fucking sucks.
There's a knock on your door. What do you do?
I look through the fucking people.
There's a guy, he's dressed like a really old school, like 1920s almost, like milkman, where he has like jugs of milk and stuff like that. And he's also holding like a letter, and he goes, "Letter delivery."
Say, leave it on the porch,
He
please. Thank you.
goes, "Definitely. Also, do you want to buy some milk?"
No thanks.
You hear him go,
Thank you, though.
he goes, "All right." He walks away. He's like,
I'm
asshole.
not gonna buy fucking milk off of a strange man who comes to my door. Okay. Milk is everywhere.
Well, yeah, but I mean, this is
I'm
like
not, no.
door, this is door to door milk. I mean, it's kind
Yeah, I
of.
don't, I, yeah, no. I'm not doing that. I wouldn't fucking do, I wouldn't buy just milk based on trust, you
Sure.
know, or hope. Like, no, I'm going to the, if I want milk, I'm going to go to the grocery store and I'm going to buy milk.
Sure. And you kind of think to
What the
yourself,
fuck, man?
and you kind of think to yourself, you know what? I could go for some milk.
I'm not a big milk guy.
Normally you're not, but when you saw those glistening jugs of milk in that guy's fucking cart, you looked at it, and it's almost like it's like the condensation. It's almost like the milk jugs were like sweating. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And suddenly you feel a hankering for an ice cold glass of milk. You open the
Can't
door,
remember
you
the last
see,
time I had a glass of fucking milk.
and that's what you think to yourself.
But not in like a good way.
So you open the door, and the letter is there. It says Aaron Brooks. It says your address. There's no postage. Do you open it?
Yeah. I'm freaked out that there's no postage. So
Absolutely
this
not.
was del either delivered by this guy on behalf of someone or by himself.
Yeah.
This could be a milk offer.
It's you open it up, and it says like it's like a letter. It says like, "Congratulations, you've won." There's like a an arrow indicating for you to like turn it over. What do you do?
I turn the fucking page, Pat.
You turn the page, and it says, "A bunch of cats." You go, "What?" And then you look down, and there's like a
No.
herd of cats
No.
inside your apartment.
No. No. Are you fucking serious? No.
There's
No.
like six or seven kittens.
Absolutely not. I'm getting them out.
Yeah.
And I'm calling animal control. And I'm saying, hey, there's half a dozen cats running around here.
So you call animal control like immediately. You call them. They're like,
Or I'd pick them up and put a picture online. Like, I don't know what the fuck to do. I don't want to hurt these cats, but I certainly am not gonna keep a half dozen cats in my home.
yeah, the
I can't
letter's
have a
unsigned.
fucking pet in my apartment.
You kind of think that to yourself, and you look
My
down,
land, yeah, my
and
landlord's not having it.
there's seven kittens.
Seven? Are you
Yeah.
fucking serious?
And they're all a different color.
What am I gonna do with these seven kittens?
There's black, white, red, brown, purple, and yellow, and
Are
also
you
gray
fucking serious?
in that order. And so, but when you kind of think that to yourself, you're like, I gotta call
There's a
animal
purple
control.
and a yellow one.
Yeah. Black,
Like
white,
Easter.
red, and the brown. The purple and
When you
yellow.
say red, what do you mean?
It's
Like
like,
a reddish brown, or is it
yeah, like
like I
reddish
have on a
brown. It's
red,
not,
like I have
it's
on a
not
red
like,
shirt?
no, it's not like a red, no, it's not like a
Looks like a
red, red.
natural auburn kind of a color.
Yeah.
But yellow and purple as well.
Yeah.
What the fuck is
And
happening,
also
Pat?
the gray.
Yeah, and yeah, the gray
So
one, yeah.
when you look down at them, they all are like looking up at you with like pleading eyes, you know what I mean? It almost looks like they're about to burst into tears. And you look down and like you never really were much of a cat person, but you think to yourself, okay, what I'll do is
It's not that I'm not a cat person. I'm not a seven cat person.
And you think to yourself, like, well, I don't really know what to do here. Should I call animal control? And you're like, you know what? I'll just hold on to him. I'll put a photo of him on the internet and be like, hey, if anybody's looking for, some kittens or whatever,
These cats showed up in my home.
So you go
Help.
on you go on Facebook, and you put a photo of what you think of as, you call them Aaron's Seven Kittens. That's what you title it, the picture. And you write like, well, what would you write in a thing?
I would say, hey guys, these seven kittens showed up at my door and I don't know what to do with them. I'm keeping them here for now. Who can help me? I don't know if I don't know what you do. I don't know if you surrender them to a thing. I don't know, will that get them killed? Like, I don't want to, you know, somebody might want them. There might be a rescue of some sort that somebody knows about. I don't know.
So you post the picture with that, basically just being like, hey, I don't really know what to do with them.
Yeah.
You post it, and while you're waiting for anyone to reply, you kind of like feel one of them kind of like, not like, kind of like nudging you a little bit with like their paw. You look down and you see that they've like constructed a crown for you.
What the fuck do you mean that these cats constructed a fucking crown? Out of what? Crown parts just lying around my fucking apartment.
What they used all like your you're not really certain. You look down and all you see is basically like a silver crown
What
in
the
front of the
fuck?
in front of like the seven kittens. They kind of like look at you with like adoration on their face. You look at the your Facebook post. There's a few likes on it. There's only one comment so far.
Yeah.
It's you recently had were given a Lyft drive from this guy,
Yeah.
El Brandy, and
Elk
you ended
Brandy.
and like you ended up becoming like not like friends, but like he friended you immediately on Facebook, like right afterwards, and you were just like, okay, whatever, because he gave you a pretty okay ride home.
Yeah, sounds like in order for me to befriend him online, it sounds like it'd have to be a good ride.
It was a fairly smooth ride, except for the end. The end was
What
slightly
happened at
bu
the end?
he was driving you back to your apartment, and he turned left from like the far right lane. Like
Into
he didn't go in like the middle at all, or you know what I mean? Like a turn, kind of
the
turn. Yeah, it just like went, and then
turn lane.
you didn't have enough time to tell him like, hey, like there's a little bit of like a, like a
A
bump
hill.
there. Yeah,
Yeah.
so he definitely like bottomed out, and he was not happy. But
Oh no.
you had already become
El
Facebook
Brandy.
friends by that point. And
Yeah, I feel. Ooh.
so he comments like, whoa. Like that's all so far.
Great. A lot of fucking help, El Brandy.
So you kind of like don't really know what to do.
Yeah.
Do you pick up the crown or inspect it or do anything with it?
Yeah, of course. Pat, they're giving me a fucking crown. What else am I supposed to do? Just leave it on the fucking ground?
So
Leave it there? It's
you
a
pick it up
crown.
and you look at it.
It
And like
looks
I
like
said,
what I imagine a crown would look like. It's not like piecemealed things together. It's like a solid piece of silver.
it's a solid piece of silver.
Oh, man.
And there's like a ruby in the middle of it. It's the same purple as that one of the purple kitties, except it has your face on it.
What the fuck do you mean it's my face on it?
Like etched into the.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Do you put on the crown?
Yeah, of course. Of course I put the crown on.
So you put the crown on
I put
and
the
like,
crown on it. I take a picture of myself
yeah.
smiling.
You put the crown on and you take the selfie, and like right as you take the selfie, it doesn't, not in a way that necessarily like hurt, like it doesn't like hurt necessarily, but it definitely like warms up a little bit. And the crown is like attached to your,
What the fuck? It fuses to my face,
it
my
fuses
skin.
to your face, skin, and head. And you kind of go like,
Are you
what the
kidding
hell?
me?
You look over, and then the seven cats all like look up at you, and they all jump up and they land on like their their back 2 feet or whatever, and they
What the
go,
fuck?
and one of them, the purple one, goes, "Thank goodness you put on the crown, Aaron." The red one.
So fucking pissed off. I'm so fucking mad at this.
What do you mean?
What the fuck do you think? I mean, Pat, I put on a crown and now it's fused to my skin and these cats come to life?
And they go, he goes, "Allow me to introduce us." He goes, "My name's Violet. Rusty.
No.
Daffodils. Mr. Furry. Gabrielle."
Yeah.
"Richard." "And Stabby." They all like introduce themselves, and they're like, and they go, "Thank goodness you can thank goodness it worked, sire." Rusty goes on to tell you that they are from a place called the Rosy Realm, and you are prophesized to be like the Cat King, the ruler of all cats of the Rosy Realm, sort of like an all like an alternate dimension kind of thing. And
Well, I don't want any part of this.
Stabby goes, "We're here to take you home, sire."
Get this fucking crown off of my head. I don't want this.
You eject the crown.
Yeah, of course I should. Man, I don't want to be a fucking king, a cat king.
Gabrielle looks at you. The
They're asking me to
she's
give up my
yellow.
entire life.
Her
To go
bottom
be the
lip
ruler.
starts quivering, and she goes, "Are you telling us you reject the seal?"
You're asking me to give up my entire life and everything I know and have ever known and my family and never see them again to go rule a kingdom of cats. I go, get the fuck out of my house. Tell me how to get this crown off and get the fuck out of my house. I
You
don't.
bl Yeah, you blink, the crown like kind of cracks in the middle and like falls to the floor.
Good. I will get the fuck out of my house.
They just sort of like, and like they can't like really talk to you or like jump around anymore. So they all just sort of like, plod over to the front door. You open the front door. You see the only tree on your block is like the one that's in your front yard, and there's just one single leaf swaying in the breeze. As the last kitten leaves your house, it comes loose and like circles down to the dead ground below. The cats disappear down an alley. You're like, that was fucking weird.
Yeah, good riddance.
Yeah.
What a fucking shitty request. Just assume I'm gonna give up my entire life to go be a cat king.
You kind of think that to yourself. You close your door, you turn around, and in your living room, there's like a huge herd of like dogs.
Are you fucking kidding me?
And one of them has like a very like regal like scepter that he's holding in his paw, and he's wearing like a bright gold crown. And before you can like say or do anything, they just fall on you and rip your throat out.
You fucking kidding me? I rejected the cats. What more do you fucking want me to do? Why are the dogs?
They
Enemies.
there's, yeah, there's like there's seven of them too. And they knock you over and just like go to town on your fucking throat, dude.
Great.
They rip it out and you just sort of like bleed to death inside your apartment as this as all the dogs start like howling, and they all howl in time to your like to how you breathe, your final breaths. So you go like you like do like those deep breaths and they go
Yeah,
howl
yeah.
like every time you take a breath.
That fucking sucks.
You're dead in 2 minutes.
Great, great. Are you kidding me?
The last thing that you see before you die is you kind of have this like a portal opens in front of you, and you look into the rosy realm. You see this like beautiful castle. You see like all these
Who
cats
fucking
running
cares?
around. You see a busty princess sitting next to a large
There's never a
bed.
mention of a busty princess. No mention of that.
She's playing Tetris, sitting on a bed, and she awaits forever her king that never comes because he's dead inside his fucking apartment in Los Angeles, California, killed by the dog mob.
Fucking
You re
sucked.
you rejected a group of cats that loved you, an entire kingdom.
Yeah, I did.
They would have gladly laid down their lives for you. Not to mention that busty princess.
Again, they never mentioned the busty princess part. That was never mentioned. What the fuck?